I'm turning on the...
Okay.
Is it on?
Yes, it's on.
Are we on? Okay.
So who's going to be our chair?
Oh, pick a chair, any chair.
It's going to be chair, Karen.
Okay, let's call this meeting to order. Consent calendar. Let's see, do we review the minutes from the last time? Do we have a motion and a second, please?
So I moved it.
So second.
Rick one. Okay, Lil. Thank you. Review of accounts for February. Any questions?
I don't think there are any expenditures impaired or any billings that I can see in the material that's provided to us. Looks like it's already been done. Or it's going to happen, but there's no bills in here to approve. Am I right or wrong?
You are correct. I have not looked it over, but it doesn't look like it. Yeah, we haven't had anything in February, so. All right, moving right along. Could we skip ahead and go to CBS since our lovely lady is here?
Sure.
And then Marianne, you don't mind waiting just a bit, little bit, because you're local, so thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that the posters went up on Monday in both markets, and so you're up and running. You should get the completion report, or Nicole will get the completion report next week. I want to invite you to join us possibly for an Olympic customer appreciation event June 28th through July 1st, and also encourage you possibly to increase your Eugene coverage during that time to take advantage of the many, many, many extra people that will be in the market. You can get 10 extra billboards for $10,000, and that includes production. If you would like more, we can do more as well. So that would give you a little over reaching 100% of the Eugene Springfield market. But the multiple posting locations would be good for you because you probably will receive zero override during that time. So you would just have the 9 that you have purchased up and running during that time. So if that's something that you would like is the expanded coverage, we can definitely do that for you. And like I said, it would be for 10 additional locations.
And for how long?
It would be for a 4-week cycle from June 2nd to July 1st. So it would cover the event. Your ad copy would run through the Olympics because they're end on July 1st. So, and it would just be the same program. We would just be adding more of the rotating billboard programs in, you know, locations in there for you. So if that's something that you would like to do. And then I also wanted to let you know that this location in Portland, the one that you guys did last year, is up for renewal in, I think, July 3rd.
Okay.
However, in pointing out, you had mentioned your remaining allotment, and you did pay for this billboard in fiscal year 2010-2011. So you might be able to do 2011-2012 and get this done and not have to wait for the new year to roll over,
right?
Because you did pay this expense out of
last,
the 2010-11,
right?
And you could do 11-12.
Great.
So I think it's a great location for you. The sooner we get the signed agreement in, the better off you are, because your space will be reserved with that. As I mentioned, all of our other I-5 locations catching southbound traffic have had advertisers that have been on them for 5 or 10 years. So if anyone is looking for a I-5 billboard, this would be the one that they would say, well, are they renewing? Let me put in a backup offer, because it's you can tell on our run how long someone's been a client. So if I just want to point that out, because I want you to keep it if you want.
And what was the cost?
What's the price of that board?
It is $3,650 on the renewal. It was $3,500. And then you, of course, won't have the production charge if you're not changing ad copy. And I think the ad copy still looks good.
Is that a month, $3,650?
It's been there a year. I mean,
so the total amount for the year would be $47,450.
Okay, so even on our stuff that we paid the date, she didn't have that on there because we paid it for the other year.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you took it out of the budget, and so it never showed up. So here, I think,
and you have a copy. I only have
right.
So if you did pay it this year, it'd burn about half the balance they have left.
So, and that was
47 from 108.
And of course, if you're looking to expand your billboard program, yeah, we do have some I-5 locations and the Tri-Vision in Corvallis that I believe, or Coast Aquarium used to be on what was a bulletin, actually had just had a price reduction. It's $1,000 every 4 weeks, and we will cover the initial production charge on the installation. And that means there's going to eventually be 3 advertisers on there, and the ad copy is going to change every 6 seconds. But as you know, that's a really long read.
It is.
So we originally started out at $1,800 and $1,000 per production. So right now, it's a really good buy. I can send that again, but you do have that information mm-hmm. in your last one. So that might be a good... I'm just not sure where else you're looking to market.
What's that seafood wine billboard? Is that one of yours in Corvallis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any of the seafood and wine, I think, were ours. I don't think you guys did any short-term, because usually no one else offers short-term in the Corvallis market. It's usually a bulletin location, which is normally an annual. So.
Okay.
I think it must have worked based on the amount of beer sold.
Yeah, and actually, we're just starting to take them down as well, so you still have the name out there.
That was a great location. It really showed up well.
Actually, you guys had some great locations for the seafood and wine because we did overall 18 billboards for the 8 weeks before.
So what? I'm sorry to go back to this.
Sure.
What's the production if we want to change out the Jansen Beach? Board?
You are looking at actually we will do the same thing. We usually don't do that on a renewal. We'll cover half, so it would be $500.
Okay.
If at any time throughout the year you want to change out your ad copy on that location, you're looking at $1,000.
Okay. And then if we extend in Newport, if we extend in Eugene to the 10 boards, we could just use the existing. Copy that's there, and there's no production on that. Or?
That rate I quoted you includes.
Includes
production.
That, okay. Thank you.
And just so we, the last time the ad copy that got posted on Monday, there was only enough ad copy submitted for the first posting cycle. So I'm not sure if you guys have decided whether you're going to run one consistent ad the whole time, or if you're going to be changing up ad copy. So that might be a discussion the group wants to have. Particularly when you guys are going into summertime,
mm-hmm.
and I do know that the deadline tends to creep up faster than some people have time for,
mm-hmm.
and then we end up having to have expedited shipping charges. So you might just want to consider maybe doing, ordering 16 weeks at a time, and then reevaluating the campaign and seeing. You don't have to, but I just for knowing how busy it gets in the summer, sometimes it's beneficial to have some ad copy in stock,
mm-hmm.
Just in case we miss a deadline or something.
Okay.
So, any other questions?
What's your deadline on the Eugene boards? When do you need to know that?
The sooner the better, mm-hmm. so we can get your reservation in and we can get you booked and scheduled.
Okay.
So, because that's kind of how we're doing it is as people are coming in, so you would get priority over the better locations.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right.
But it's not like. Visitors to the Olympics Olympic trials aren't going to see anything because we do have boards up. Do you know what I mean? It's not like we
we'll have nine up. Yeah,
we'd have 19
that point.
Up if we did that.
Yeah. I think the added coverage for how many people are there and also there for an extended amount of time and have some time to spend, it would be beneficial if you feel that reaching that additional percentage of the market because there's going to be that many more people in town, you'd really be reaching everyone would see you. You know, so you'd be reaching 100% of the Eugene Springfield metro market, including the visitors, during that time with the 19 billboards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to me, too much cover. I mean, you just have to get one person in a group of four interested, and they all come because they have,
right.
They have to. So sometimes it is worthwhile to make an extra investment when new people are in town, because right now you're capturing the local
guys
traffic.
Are driving on right
mm-hmm.
now.
And so, I think it would be a good idea to expand the program just for that 4-week cycle.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a visitor and I was a track and field fan, I wouldn't want to leave the trials. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to Newport. I'd want to stay and watch.
But you might not have a ticket for every day.
That's
you might
true.
Not,
yeah.
So there may be times
they do
don't.
Get stir crazy.
We see
a huge bump in attendance. People do come down to the coast that weekend.
Shows you what I know.
Yeah, but I don't know that they. I think they're not overnighters. They're day trippers because they go back because they have hotel reservations in Eugene.
So
they come
as of
the
right
day.
Now, there is not one room left in Eugene
yeah.
for that Olympic trials.
That's
the
great.
The closest one is the Motel 6 in Cottage Grove.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
And that's the closest available. So it may not hurt to have your name out there and say, come spend the night on the coast. You know, it's a quick trip, come spend the night on the coast and go back to your game or something like
right.
that. Because, you know, because we're looking for our, because of the event, we're looking for rooms for our corporate executives
sure.
who are coming in, and we can't find anything.
Well, they can stay in Newport, they can drive every day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
It's not too far. Nice and cool, there'd be no pollen problems.
Right.
All right. So let me know if you have any questions,
cool.
and then you know, let me know what you'd like to do, and I can get you the correct paperwork.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Have a good day. All right. Take care. Nice meeting you.
That was nice meeting you, too. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Okay, do we need to make a motion on this now?
Or if you want to move forward on it, you're welcome to do that.
Thoughts? Discussion?
Okay, let's do the board at Jansen Beach, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to burn half of our remaining money for that and just prepay it ahead?
Maybe that one should be, since it's not as urgent, maybe we should just table that one until the next...
Table the Jansen Beach?
Well, I mean, well, they're going to
have to... That's the one that she wants an answer on first. It's a Jansen Beach one.
Well, they do have people lined up to take that board.
We must get some right of first.
We do.
They can't sell that from under you here. No. Existing guy.
No, but they can, you know, if we don't extend the contract or if we don't renew, they can have somebody lined up to take it. So I have not seen this board. I don't ever go to Jansen Beach, so I'm kind of lukewarm on it. I don't know what we get from it.
To me, this looks like
a lot of money.
This is from Jansen Beach entrance to get on I-5 south.
Yeah, you can see it from I-5. It's right it's right there by where the mall and all that.
But boy, Denny's is a lot higher. Look at that's a pretty low board.
I mean, it's not a great beauty piece for sure.
But if I'm driving that crazy traffic, I mean, do you look over and see that? Man, that's with guys coming in on the side of you.
When you're going 10.
Oh,
really see a lot of it.
Which you never do.
Through there all the time. You don't have a choice. It's always slow through there. But I'm not saying I'm in favor of... I think we wait on that one.
Okay.
What about the Eugene? What kind of response have you two had from bookings from people from the Eugene Springfield area since we've been advertising over there?
I can't say that it's been an increase.
I haven't specifically looked to see...
I mean, we certainly have Eugene people. I don't know anyone that said, "Hey, I saw your boards and I."
And that's why I'm here. Yeah, yeah they don't.
But
I saw the boards, but I went home.
You just kept going. Well, I'm in favor of expanding our coverage in Eugene. I mean, it's a huge, huge time. They have these visitors have expendable income, so
and a lot of them come visit and then go someplace else.
They do. Day trips. You know, I don't know if it would impact our lodging very much that weekend, but you never know. I mean, with it, you never know.
I remember the last time they had the trials there, I don't think people anticipated how great it was going to be, and I didn't think it was that great. I mean, it was a busy summer.
It's great for Eugene, but...
Yeah. But I'm interested in your behavior mention about, hey, they want to get out of their stickers. That never occurred to me. I'd be just like, man, I can't leave this. This is great. The shop puts this afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, like, whatever.
They do want to travel, and they don't have tickets for every event.
Okay, that's
and they're
good to
really
know.
Expensive tickets, and it's
I think we should
it's kind of like the Olympics. I mean, it's like the Olympics. You know, you want to get out, but you don't have tickets for every event. So, I don't know. You'll see the athletes, but you'll see the families.
So as a group, do we say yes for the extra boards? We saying yes.
You probably want a motion.
Well, I mean,
we're discussing.
The remainder of the budget is 108. We're looking at a possible 47, right? And we're looking, so that would be 57 for CBS. And I don't know what else is in the hopper. There was a radio spot which I didn't have time to listen to this week, and I didn't get back to Nicole, so I don't know what that was all about.
The stuff that she sent, weren't those television ad spots?
Were they?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
I didn't have time to.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure what's pending and what's out there, and I don't know if Lorna or Gabe has a schedule, but
these are the voice stuff on the radio ads, on the TV ads. There was another email, but you're free to look at mine.
Thank you.
There's a general one.
She's already got the KZI. She's got it subtracted.
Oh, she does.
She does.
Okay.
Because there's committed to over here, so then that's added in.
And then what was that thing with the football player, Terry
Bradshaw? That's Bradshaw. The Today in America, which is also added in.
And that's already taken out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Well, let's see, the Today in America, that's 24/8.
It's already taken out.
Yeah. Right. It's just confusing because it looks like it's in November.
It does.
Okay. Well, do y'all want to make a motion on one or both of these?
This doesn't add up.
Rick's in. Just a second.
Okay, so there's until it looks what says there is the proposed. Okay, it does add up.
So do we want to do both of them then?
I say yes to Gene and Devlin on Portland.
I'd say we wait on Portland until next month.
For so the other committee members?
Let's go ahead and, Lil, do you want to make a motion?
Because Lorna's going to have a better idea.
Go ahead with the proposal for the units in Eugene.
Ten extra boards for 4 weeks, as far as pegging or motion, as far as data.
Second. You too.
Do you want the, I know I wrote it down what it was. June 2nd to July 1st. That's the time for the 10 boards.
Did she give us a cost for that? I don't remember.
Yes, she did. $10,000, and it's 10 extra boards.
And it includes production. So I think that's a good deal. And I think we will put the Jansen Beach board on the agenda for next month. And that will be April, and that will still give us
enough time.
So question, Peggy, do you contact this lady? What is her name?
Lee,
do you contact her, or will Nicole
can do that?
Email her and let her know that we'll do Eugene.
Yeah, okay. Let her know.
Okay, good. So moving right along, Marianne, you're so patient. Come and join us. Tourism marketing grant.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm from the Hatfield Marine Science Center. Happy to be here. Oh, I feel like I'm shuffling a deck of cards.
These are great.
We have printed up 2,500 of them, and they flew off the shelf, so we're getting another 2,500.
Great, and these are bookmarks.
Bookmarks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so.
So moved.
They're bookmarks. Rick approved the bookmarks.
I was approving the grant.
Oh. Do you want to talk a little bit about it? Or
I don't want to cut you off, though.
Yeah. She's been waiting to do this. So.
That's
right. Well, you all remember SeaFest. I'm probably the only one in the room that doesn't remember SeaFest.
I
started right after, so Ken Hall, my predecessor, was the heart and soul of SeaFest, and when he left, there was a transition, and we couldn't do it that year, and we decided to rethink it. It had gotten very complex, and was really taking a tremendous amount of staff time, and we thought, well, there might be an easier way to do this. So we've taken some time to talk to a lot of people and think about it, and we're coming back with a similar event, Marine Science Day. We've changed the name to take out the fest, because we've let go of the festival components of it, and we're really having a science event. We have also moved it into the shoulder season from June. I think it was late June, and now it's April 14th. So we're bringing it indoors as well, and so visitors will enter through the visitor center. There'll be special activities there, and then they're going to wind through the entire campus. We've got, you know, the one-way Disneyland type flow going, and they're all of our scientists, virtually all of them, will be available that day to meet with people. There'll be interactive exhibits in every corner of the campus, and I think people will be standing there saying, where am I? I didn't know this existed back here. So we are expecting, well, we don't really know what to expect as far as numbers. A good day in the visitor center can be over 1,000. We're thinking 1,500 to 2,000 people, although some of our visitor center folks say, oh no, you're going to get a lot more than that. So we're kind of putting it out there, and we'll see how this comes off this year. We're pretty excited about it, though, and it is a tremendously less amount of work. It's a fraction, a small fraction of the work, and I think we could do this very well if we stick with our mission. Usually, if you stick with your mission, good things happen. And if we stick with our mission and don't try to get into the festival type events, I think good things will happen. So we're very optimistic.
Have you thought about any other marketing opportunities besides the things you listed in your proposal?
Yes. This has been quite a learning curve for me, thinking about the marketing. I'm a molecular biologist by training. But it's been fun as well. So we are we feel pretty confident about getting to the Oregon coast. And okay. Also, we've never really engaged OSU. We're OSU, and we've never really engaged them for C-Fest in the past. So we are pulling
That's
out all
idea.
Because also it's not, this will be in the middle of the semester. So we are pulling out all the stops as far as calendar listings, email, word of mouth, telling our faculty to let their colleagues over there know. And then the bookmarks have been fun because, you know, avid readers are such a interesting cross-section of the population, and we think that those will be really, really good participants for us. And listservs, we've got a handle on a lot of listservs and flyers and posters and event listings, calendars for the coast. But beyond the coast and OSU and Corvallis, some of the things we'll do outside of that is other universities and community colleges, libraries. So wherever we know someone who goes to Bend, hey, bring a pile of bookmarks with you and some flyers. But past that, we don't really have very good access. We thought this year to limit our focus to day trippers, you know, the I-5 corridor, and we're not really looking, you know, beyond Oregon or beyond east of I-5 at this point, other than Ben, because George Fuller can go put some flyers up for us.
How about a website? You have a website?
We have a website. Unfortunately, we are in a transition with our OSU HMSC website, and so we don't have good options. It's frankly not a very engaging website this year. Once we do this transition to the new format next year, we'll be able to have a modern, you know, looking website. But I'm not happy with it, but it does have the basic information on there. So we're having people go to our main page. There's a big block with this nerdy octopus on there,
and then click on that,
and then it goes to a very basic page that will have the information. But something that I would like to do, I was hoping I could catch Lorna today, but I understand now that she's out of town, is if businesses in town wanted to offer incentives. I think a lot of the people who are coming are people who will be very familiar with Newport and will be sort of on the fence between whether they should day trip or come for the weekend. I think incentives would be a good addition, but since we're a state agency, we can't host a page like that on our website that advocates individual businesses. So I was wondering if the chamber could host something like that, and then we can reference that in our emails and, you know, send people with a click, send them to the chamber. We just can't send them to
the chamber businesses. Our Discover Newport site, we could list
the chambers specific.
this event.
Yeah.
So
what is the difference between the Discover Newport site and the chamber site?
The chamber site, just think about the chamber is like all inclusive for businesses and everything else, and the Discover Newport site is more like you coming here
visitor
to visit.
Site.
It's a visitor site.
But who hosts that? Is that the chamber? Or
the
is
chamber
that
manages it.
They have the contract this year.
They have the contract, but
this is the first year they've had it in quite a while.
But in the past, our ad agency has done it, and so the motel tax funds the changes and run the how that thing works and operates.
so this group
yes.
has the
Discover Newport.
Yes.
Discover
yeah.
Newport.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Oh,
but the
okay.
chamber happens to be managing it. There's a cross section of people who are involved in it because Warren's oh, okay. on our committee, so.
So we this essentially could go on the Discover Newport.
It could also go on individual business mm-hmm. if you have this in e-form where you can email it.
And we, because we're a partner, I should divulge that we are also working with Hatfield on this. We could put a link on our site and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can put one on our site, too. Someone will email me. Just, we'll stick it on there.
Put these in
so,
the rooms. When people come in for the weekend.
Something to do. So a flyer, I mean, we have all the different graphics. We can put them into any. We have flyer, poster, you know, we can put it into any format. So I guess I can't get a visual on this. What would we actually, there would be a page on the Destination Newport site?
It would be a link to your page.
Or, yeah, or just even using this graphic as yeah. a banner.
Mm-hmm. It's like advertising.
As a banner ad.
So it would be on there so people yeah. could click on it, and hopefully if they went there, they could go to your site and tells what it is, what the hours are, what they expect.
And okay. Lorna could email this to all the businesses that belong to the chamber. You know, and
oh,
get the business, get the
community
report.
Where's the one of
that?
The website. I don't do that anything. Other than just take it over this year, so. From the work.
But if someone comes to our site directly and then clicks on the Discover Newport page from our site, which we have a link up there now, then right now it just links to the home page. Is there something more specific?
There's a lodging specials page.
Yeah.
Okay. Lodging okay.
Which would probably be the one that I could link to. You know, and that way they'd mm-hmm. see what the specials are.
So when Lorna comes back, we'll have to, well, I guess we're getting ahead of ourselves because we need to approve this. But
well, this, we're approving. Really, this doesn't necessarily even
no,
well, even if we said no to this, we could still say yes to this.
Yes, so. I'm picking your brain. No.
But being that it's April 14th, I think that Nicole needs to contact Lorna right away and
she's
let her know.
Gone. She can email her right
or
away.
Whoever, whoever actually does the website. It's not Lorna doing the actual website right. anyway, is it?
No, sure there's somebody
else
does
in the
it.
Office doing it.
Somebody does it there.
I don't know who.
I don't know. Joanne talks to him. I don't know who it is.
So I'll tell Nicole that she needs to email the chamber and have them put this on the Discover Newport website with a link to the Hatfield
yeah,
website.
Yeah, under the calendar of events or wherever they think it should go.
Okay, and I can send you a better graphic than, you know, than this, and I'm not sure this
you
is the right format, a poster.
PDF.
Yeah, I'll send a few different. Who
and
then
if you could send one to me, too, and I can mm-hmm. get that, I can...
One, or Nicole could email Marianne, too. And
right. She may be one later today, but I'll let her know that.
Okay.
Because ultimately getting Marianne in touch with whoever it is at the chamber that does it would probably be the best way to do it, and just have them communicate.
Anyway, I think we're trying... It was a motion to pass. Did we vote for the?
We didn't actually get a
motion. We need to make a motion. Somebody make a motion.
He made a motion to approve it. I seconded
yeah.
it.
Okay, so
again, it's you two today. So Rick made the motion, and we'll second.
You can have it if you want, John.
No, that's fine.
Congratulations.
You're doing great.
So much.
You haven't got your name in the minutes yet.
Oh, I got it for attendance.
All right. Well, good luck on this. It's going to be a very successful event, and we're
so
happy
much.
To partner with you on this. It's going to be fun.
We appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have Nicole's email address?
I do.
Okay, good.
I do. So I'll touch base with her about
definitely.
And then we wanted to. I was waiting to talk to you before we're going to start emailing out a blurb that we hope people will, you know, send on and then post on Facebook and that sort of thing, but. We want to put something on the bottom that, hey, you know, if you're thinking of spending the weekend, click here. So.
Okay. Well, you'll be happy to know I just got a text that the Beavers won the Pac-12. Not the whole thing, but they beat Washington.
The second game.
Yeah.
The knocking out Washington.
They walked out Washington.
That's a big deal.
See, I've got my colors on.
I know, me too. I tried.
Well, thank you all.
All right. Thank you, Marianne. Okay, so it looks like we skipped over go-to travel sites. And
it's just this thing was in our pack. I don't
we'll
exactly know
it
what's the request.
Time.
You know, Who are they? What do they do? Do you know anything about it?
I did not review on that. So we could table it till next time if you want. Or
yeah, I don't know anything about them. Do you know anything about Go Travel?
No.
Do you know anything about them? Somebody in Nicole knows more if she were here. I don't know anything about them.
Okay, there you go.
So, back on Other in the Dock, I was just going to bring that up. So it sounds like that they've sought funding from the city in a different avenue.
Do you want this in the meeting? Or
what is it?
Well, we're just talking about the building of the
sea line
dock.
This is probably
not part of this meeting. So this
meeting is adjourned
at 2:50.
Half an hour.